Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, I have such a surprise for everyone today. I have one of our new budding entrepreneurs, Mr. Maurice Bird, who is the founder and owner of Razor Reese Salon, which is located in the Willowbrook Mall in Pennsylvania. Maurice, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you for all the listeners tuning in.
So, Maurice, before we jump into Razor Reese Salon, which, of course, where I get my haircut, tell us a little bit, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, your background, education, experience.
All right. So, we're located in the Willow Grove Mall. So, I'm a kid out of Philadelphia. If there's anything that I could describe myself, I grew up in West Philadelphia, in Winfield, spent time in Uptown and West Oak Lane and Mount Airy, and, you know, graduated high school. And after high school, I went to pursue other ventures, went to the military, went to college, and I learned a great trade, cutting hair. I actually started cutting hair in Iraq. So just kind of a thing that happened. And I guess, at some point in time, I spent 20 years just traveling to different places. I've been to 4 continents. I've been to 8 different countries, 43 different states, and countless other cities. And I think if I had to describe myself for anything, it would be a culmination of all my experiences. So I came home because my parents were getting older. They started having to go to the hospital more often. And so I just figured that I think it was time to come back home and be with them in their golden years. I mean, because forbid me to get a phone call one day that says, hey, you got to fly home. Something happened to your parents, your mom, your uncle, your sister, your brother. So, and then imagine if I didn't have the money to come home. So, you know, I just came home, and I've been cutting for 13 years at that point. I've seen great ideas. I've written business plans for people. I was consulting for at least 10 years before I did this. So I've opened multiple businesses. I've opened 5 businesses for people. 4 are still in existence. 2 actually asked me to do marketing. That's nice of those guys.
So if I may just ask you about that, what is your magic formula? You said, you know, you've got, you know, you helped start 4 other businesses as a consultant. What is your magic formula that you want to share with our budding entrepreneurs out here?
I don't know if there's a magic formula. I think it's just knowing how to do it. You need to have the education to know how to do it, or you need to have the gusto to want to do it. So when those things are mixed together, you just do it. Like
Now, Razor Reese Salon opened when?
August 2019.
And I met you probably around late December, January, if I remember correctly.
And it was close to the holidays, yeah.
Yeah, and you have a really, really beautiful shop. In the Willow Grove Mall, correct?
Willow Grove, yeah. Willow Grove. I thought I heard Willowbrook earlier.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No. Yeah.
But also, you're in the 3rd floor, and you are adjacent to Bloomingdale's, correct?
Bloomingdale's is the anchor store that is next to us. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And floor. So, if you can share with what was your vision. For Razor Reese Salon when you were in the planning stages before you opened your doors?
Just a place that anybody could come, a place that a family could come and feel comfortable. It's about comfort. It's about almost like what type of environment would I like to be in? And you just do it. If you have the opportunity, then you just do it.
And how many chairs do you have at Razor Reese Salon?
We currently have 10. We're moving to install 4 more. Mm-hmm.
And what are the services that you provide?
Everything. Anything that men or women could generally want. Anything from haircuts, hair washes, shampoos, deep conditions, hair and scalp treatments. We have wet services, dry services, trims. We do color highlights. We do braids, sew-ins, weaves, wigs. We sell hair extensions. We sell wigs. We sell a lot of those things.
Wow.
So okay. We try to just cover the full spectrum on if you could go to a place and get something done, what would you want to get done and how would you want to feel?
Very nice. And I've seen your price list. It looks extremely affordable. And I believe you have a particular philosophy about what you want to do within the community. Can you share that with us?
Well, you got to understand the community because they're human beings. But listen, business is business and we have to keep the lights on. So you have to, we don't want to price gouge anymore. We don't want to charge $50 for a haircut and give you $20 worth of service. That's not our philosophy. Our philosophy is to give you $50 worth of service at a price range that you can afford.
And currently, I believe you have been through the COVID thing, and I'm happy to see that Razor Reef Salon has survived that. Tell me, when this first happened, what was going through your mind?
Man, COVID-19. I would say there was a lot of things swirling through my mind on what was going to happen. What did I know about the situation? And I'm not going to lie. From the onset, I was a bit ignorant to the severity of the hidden virus, or the silent assassin, as they call it.
I think we all were.
COVID-19.
I think we all were.
I didn't know exactly how serious it was. I just know I looked around the field one day. I'm on the floor and I'm looking around and it's like, what's going on? This seems a bit different. In all honesty, once we shut down, it became a roller coaster of emotions where we're up and down, loops and loops, trying to figure out, A, what do I tell my employees? How do you tell your employees that they cannot come to work? That's one. And how can you tell your employees they cannot come to work, but this is temporary and you don't know? So just crafting messages to everyone, keeping everyone in the loop. We had multiple Zoom meetings during the coronavirus pandemic. We learned new techniques. We built new infrastructure in the business. During the pandemic, we built two new websites. We added multiple new services. We've structured our business to where we can prevent the spread of COVID-19. So I would say that 3-month hiatus was almost like you were still working, but you were not working. And who knows when we're going to work again. But our people who stood tall, returned, came back to work, were handsomely rewarded. And we appreciate that. Because, you know, they're like family members in a sense.
Oh, they are. No doubt. And let's talk about your management style. What type of manager do you consider yourself to be as it relates to, what would your team members say about you? Just tell us the good stuff.
I know, right? Because, you know, everyone's got loads of bad stuff. Who really likes their boss? Right? But really, it's like, do you not like your boss, or do you not like the fact that you have a boss, or you don't feel like a boss? I would say, to be honest, we have an anonymous phone line where people can call and they can make complaints about their supervisor, to where their supervisor doesn't know. So it goes to a third party and it's all anonymous. So we keep an update kind of, and plus, you know, I just check on the temperature of mm-hmm. all the service workers. Like, mm-hmm. Like, you know, you just ask them, you know, about their day, how things are going, and just keep your finger on, try to keep your finger on the pulse. You never know, because, you know, people can tell you anything, but mm-hmm. I would say it can't be nothing but good, because they're still working there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what would they say about your management style?
They would more than likely say that you would have to ask them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Well, what I get from them is all good interactions.
What would you say about your management style? What is your techniques that you use?
I adjust my management style to the situation mm-hmm. and to the person. Mm-hmm. So the same way that you handle one person in one situation, it is not going to be a cookie cutter of how you would handle another person in another situation. So I would say some situations you have to listen more. Other situations you may have to direct more. Some situations you may have to take a step back and fully evaluate. So I would say my leadership style is a quasi-dimensional way to where it changes. It's more of a transformational leadership style where mm-hmm. it changes to every situation.
Sounds like you're
more
you're,
so than a transactional.
Yeah, sounds like you're, yes, no doubt. It appears that you are managing to the personality of the person that you're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah, and but you're learning from every person. Mm-hmm. So yeah, every situation that you encounter, it just gets better and better.
Right. Excellent. And so, what are some of the techniques that you use to manage conflict?
We all hope that conflict wouldn't happen, but conflict is so inevitable. It always happens. The only thing you can do is to try to be empathetic. First things first, you have to really listen, analyze the situation on what's happening, and talk to all parties and get some sort of understanding of what you're dealing with. And you just be empathetic and place yourself into their shoes, and then try to understand what's really going on, where the emotions lie, what's the real cause of the issue. Because I don't know about you, but it seems like a lot of things that come into work from the outside. So we just try to keep all of our emotions at the door. We rarely have conflicts, to be honest with you. So I guess in some case, it's been more of, you know, it's been kind of smooth sailing. We had some issues, but once everybody sits down, it's a non-issue. And you see actual change. Now, if it's not change, I mean, we did have things that occurred that people had to be sat down, and you had to deal with people in that certain way so they can get it. And then once they get it, problem solved.
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mr. Maurice Bird, the owner, founder of Razor Reese Salon, which is in the Willow Grove Mall in Pennsylvania. on the third floor, right across from Bloomingdale's. So, Maurice, share with us some of your business magic. I mean, seriously, you got a beautiful shop. You've come through COVID. I was in your shop the other day. It was busy. Tell us about the things that you do every day to make that shop work.
Oh, there's no magic. There's only hard work. There's only ethical behavior. There's only good service, good quality. I mean, there's really no magic. And it's hard for me to say that because obviously you have to have some talent to be able to do what it is that I do on a daily basis. Like, I understand that you're not just going to plug somebody in and just get an exact fit. We just do good business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get business. Mm-hmm. And people are going to come and they're going to like their service and they're going to be able to afford the prices and they're going to come back. It's really that simple, but there is a lot of things that I'm not mentioning, which I would say are intangibles. So if there was to be anything close to what you would describe as magic, it would be intangibles. You have to be there every day. That's one. Rain, sleet, hail, snow. Like, you're like a postal worker. You're in there every single day. Mm-hmm. There's no call outs. You can't call out. You call out, the business doesn't open. Depends on how you're running it and who you have with you, how many partners you have, or it depends on a lot, but even still, maximum effort is what is required to run a business. So even when you're sick, you still have to go in. Even when you're tired, you still have to go in. If you're the one monitoring your social media, you have to put the time in to respond to people's comments. You have to do that. No one says you have to do it 24 hours a day, 24/7. No one's 20. There's 7-Eleven for that. But even then, as a small business that you're building off the ground, there's certain intangible characteristics that you should have in order for it to be like a great thing. But you see businesses spring up all the time with just incredibly smart people and just resources. If you have the resources and you have the opportunities, you can get it done. You don't even have to be the smartest, the fastest, the strongest, or the bravest. You don't. You just need to have an opportunity and the resource to fulfill that opportunity. And if you have half a lick of knowledge about the industry that you're going through, you should be okay. If you value customers and you have those core characteristics that I'm talking about. You're ethical. You're not overcharging people. You're not stealing from people. You have to have ethics to do what I'm doing. Like, there's plenty of people that just throw up a food store or a food truck and they can be successful. They can sell meals all day. But to build what I'm building, this vision, it requires some core characteristics.
Now, are you open 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
And you're there all 7 days?
For the most part.
Wow.
But it's interesting because it's not like it's because I have to be. It's because I want to be. What other place in the world would I rather be but in my business? Making it grow. I go to work every day to make that grow.
So I have watched a number of your Instagram posts where you were sharing your experiences, which I think is great. What advice, what are the three things, if someone was thinking about starting a business, what are the three things that you say, you know what, there's a lot of things you got to do, but these three things you definitely want to make sure that you get right. What would those be?
And you know, I have in some of my posts, I speak about the three E's, where we talk about experience, education, and excess cash. But I'll go a step further, and I will say, first of all, you need education. You need to know how to open this business, how to run it, how to set it up in the right way. So in case there is a pandemic, you're not scrambling or have to close your doors. That's number one. So infrastructure, business development is a very critical part, a component to each other. So you would need to be relatively ambitious, but it's not just ambition, because someone can be ambitious. You can be as ambitious as you want. If you don't have the tools, then you won't get as far. You don't even need to be physical. A person doesn't even need to be like really, really gifted. Like a singer is really, really gifted. Like that's a gift that that person had. Now, don't get me wrong. They've probably been training for years and years and years to get to that point. So things can be done if you get to that point. However, the last thing that I would say a person would need, you would need money. You would need resources. You need access to resources. You need to understand how to have access to resources. You need to, you know, leave, you know, so because an idea is just an idea until some money gets behind it. Then it becomes a business. So in a sense, I'm not saying that you can't start a business without money, but there, each business, if you can find me a business that doesn't require money to start in some sort of form or fashion, by all means, I'm jumping in it tomorrow. But it's going to require some sort of capital investment. It can be as small as $500. I know a guy who started a business, a cleaning business, with $500 and some cleaning supplies. He turned it into $1.2 million. These are my friends. Like, and it's like, so you can do it. There's a lot of dollar in the dream entrepreneurs. But you do need to have that education to know how to do what you want to do. Or you need to be ambitious enough to find someone that you can trust who's smart enough to do what you want to do or help you do what you want to do.
I got a question for you.
Because you need the money.
Excellent. Excellent point. I got to ask you, because you're very open and you're always willing to share. Are you currently mentoring other folks who are just getting started in business?
At the moment, we are so focused on growing our salon and starting our school and continuing on with salons.
Oh, wait, time out. Whoa, I just learned something new. Tell me about the school.
We're not going to open the cat out the bag too much because
there's
a lot more steps that we have to take before we put it out.
That's
there.
Cool.
So
does that have something to do with all of those heads with the wigs?
I knew you was going to talk about the heads. Okay,
they were scaring me, actually. I thought they were real.
Really? Yeah, we should have turned it right to your chair. No, but in all actuality, so the heads, a lot of those are wigs. So our third department, our product department, there's a lot of wigs. There's a lot of hair extensions. There's a lot of hair bundles. And we have sales on them all the time, and we style different ones for display purposes. And some for sale purposes. And also, as part of, you know, the job in the industry is you're supposed to continue to manage your craft.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you're supposed to get better at your craft, no matter what that craft is. You should always get better. If I was the sanitation worker, I'm going to be the best sanitation worker you've ever seen. So during downtime should not be spent watching movies on Netflix or listen to the latest rap song. Downtime should be spent promoting yourself or perfecting your craft. Right? If you're not like eating
promote
or
and perfect.
Actively working on a client, promote and perfect.
I love that.
Right. So you just optimize your time. And so then when you can get that rest, get yourself some food, something to drink, breath, fresh air, whatever, you're actually able to have done something productive.
Now, you seem to be a very level-headed young man.
Thank you.
You know, always focused, always got some good words to say. You have served our country, so thank you for your service. How do you unwind? How do you relax?
I shoot pool.
I've seen, okay.
Yes, I go, I put headphones in, uh-huh. I listen to my favorite music, and I put the balls out on the table and I just shoot till I get tired.
So, ladies and gentlemen, do not play this man in pool because he practices a lot.
Not really because of COVID, but you know. I enjoy it again.
And so,
and, you know, sometimes I read.
Okay. And what do you read? What type of books motivate you?
I say business development.
Okay.
Mainly things that have to do with business, social issues. Black lives definitely matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I like reading about history, things like that.
Have you? That's right. We were watching Hamilton in your shop the other day.
Yes,
a little
bit. We put it on.
What is one of your favorite parts of history that you like to read about?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. I would say it's a few. There's a few different points of history. There's, I like ancient African history, learning about the tribes and the kings and the queens and how life and civilization was prior to the transatlantic slave trade. I like to read about the 20s, the Harlem Renaissance, the Garvey movements, you know, then you go to the 60s and the 70s, where we're talking about Dr. King, you know, Brother Malcolm, Carmichael. So just learning different points, time in history can kind of give you an outlook on, or at least clarification somewhat of what you'd be experiencing today. Because once you have clarification, there's not many things that can surprise you.
Well, Maurice, believe it or not, we are out of time.
Oh, man.
Gone like the wind. Ladies and gentlemen, I really want to thank our guest, Mr. Maurice Bird, who is the founder and owner of Razor Reese Salon, which is in the Willow Grove Mall in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Maurice, thank you for coming on the program. It was a real pleasure.
Hey, I appreciate it. Before you go, you think I can drop a couple taglines?
Please.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
At Razor Reese Salon LLC. Follow us on Instagram at Razor Reese Salon. Got underscores under in between each name. Call the shop 215-366-7673. Look us up on the internet, www.razorsalons.com. Find us on Google. Find us on Yelp. Leave us that review if you like what you got.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is a wrap for this weekend. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM, streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Have a great weekend, but remember, leadership begins with you. WSOU 89.